Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going there probably about a half an hour or so. We normally go up for around 15 minutes to do physical healings with you. And you're transported out of time. You still stay where you are. And if you're one of the people that can see on the Lightship, that's wonderful. We have people that have commented that they can actually see the silhouettes or see faces. They can see the rooms that we go into. So it's quite nice. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and good night and welcome, everyone. And, yeah, just like Ron was saying, it's wonderful going to the Lightship, and usually we have a certain percentage of seers on the line with us who can see the beautiful light beings that are on the Lightship that do the healings with us. But it's all right if you aren't a seer, it's fine. The healings are still taking place, and many people are able to feel them even if they can't see them. But even if you're one who doesn't feel them, you can still request a healing and have it take place just the same. So we just ask that you sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful experience with us if you'd like to. Remember, it's up to you and your free will if you'd like to have this experience. And up until the time where we actually go to the Lightship, we're happy to take as many questions and requests as we can. If you'd like to interact with us, you can do that by going to the Fast Chat, which is very easy to do. First of all, you just want to go to our page on BBS. And the way that you do that, if you're not familiar with this, is you go to the BBS main page and click on Station 1, which is one of the buttons up across the top. And when you get to Station 1, you scroll down. You can select whatever media player that you want, which I'm sure you already have. And then continue scrolling down, and you'll see the schedule. And you can go to Saturday night at 9 p.m. and click on Creation Lightship. That will take you to our page, and just scroll down the page a ways, and you're going to see a picture of one of the beautiful light beings from the Lightship. And this was actually drawn by a seer who was on the Lightship and actually was with the light being at the time that she drew the picture. The wonderful thing is that during the program, the light being will actually activate into the photo, into the picture, and you'll be able to experience that divine being with you and request healings and guidance as you sit with that divine energy. So I guess that's an introduction to what this is all about. The whole purpose of the radio program is just to connect you with your own divinity, which is within you. And most of us are used to, the kind of instruction that we all either grew up with or were exposed to. If you weren't, you're very fortunate. But most of us were taught to go outside of ourselves to find our spirituality and our divinity. And now we're learning that the real place that you can find the divine is right within you, and it was there all the time. So the purpose of this program is to help you connect to that more and more strongly and to experience the joy and wonder of your own divine spirit who lives within you and resides in your heart center. So I will turn things over to Ron for right now to get us started with this evening's program, and we hope you all have a blessed and wonderful time tonight. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so first I think we're going to bring in the 12 source energies, and this will waken everybody up, and you're going to feel this beautiful heart energy. Remember, you're created by these energies here. It was initially one energy. It divided itself into two for the reflection of itself. And then from there, it divided itself down into 12 energies. So each one of these energies are actually the same, but they maybe take different jobs on, we'll say, or different attributes of the light. You could use the word also, they take on different colored or vibrational frequencies. It's just different ways of talking about these 12 source energies. But we'll bring them in here, and we'll bring in number one. I'll put some music on so we can just hear some music and we'll have about a minute apiece for each one, and then they'll come in. So watch the light beam on your screen, and we'll bring in number one. So I'll just count to five as they come in. One, two, three, four, and five. Number two, source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're going to feel it in your heart center. Just stay heart centered. These light beams will put you right there. This source energy is here. Divine source energy number three. One, two, three, four, and five. Energy number four. One, two, three, four, and five. Divine source energy number five. One, two, three, four, and five. Find source energy number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Divine source energy number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here comes divine source energy number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here's your buying source energy number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Energy number 12, divine source energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here normally takes out the entities that are attached to people. Remember, the entities normally live their life through you through emotions, so they don't always like to leave your inhabited house when healings and changes occur in your life, because they have to give up their house. And this is what happens during a lot of clearings, is that you must keep a balance with the energies. And know that if something is negative, know that the entities are probably not wanting to leave. So this is kind of what happens sometimes. So the mindset that people sometimes have gets kind of confused, because they're used to living a certain life, and once they're freed up, then you must grab onto that freedom yourself, and then the entities can at times cause you some kind of havoc. So you want to get rid of entities. This is what this healing here has done here. And we'll do some more entity releases here. And remember, entities are just spirits, ghosts, we'll call them, of people who passed on. And these energies play havoc with us continuously. And we pick them up going through bars, having negative experiences, getting upset with someone, anything like that. That's not in love energy. These entities love to come in and use your body and to play with it. So this is what the healings are all about, is to get rid of entities out of you so you can come more into your spirit and your heart center. So, Sylvia, I'll do some entity work right now here. Do you have any suggestions here?
Well, I think that maybe we could just do it slowly, like in different parts of the body, so people could feel the difference.
Okay, so we'll probably go, how about our legs? Feet, ankles, knees, and legs, okay? So again, just kind of take a note of how your body's feeling right now, or maybe how it felt 15, 20 minutes ago. and we're going to be releasing more entities from you. Normally when these divine energies come in, they all get up and leave because the energy is just too strong. So we're working now with these energies here in your legs, and you may feel tingles, you might feel pain actually leave your body, and right now it's being taken away from you. You don't want to have entities attached to you. They are bad news. In the Christian religion, sometimes they talk about entities on a negative aspect. They call them typically demonic energies, and they try to get the devil out of you in some of the churches, which is good because you're getting rid of energies that should not be with you. And we all know that if we go to a graveyard, sometimes people feel a little strange afterwards, or even if you go to a hospital. So here we go, working now with your legs, and that feels pretty good to me. And now we'll work with the center part of our body up from our shoulders on down. So we're working with this now. And again, just kind of take note how your body feels. Normally when entities come in, if you have a physical pain, they'll come in because that pain will attract them to it, and your pain may intensify greatly. It's sort of like having cords attached to you, but the entities really want to live their life through you, so they can become very, very negative after you get more awakened and get rid of emotional traumas and things. So here we go. That's what we do first with all the healings, is the emotional clearing that gets you more into your body with your spirit. And that healing is just a wonderful healing here. We'll do a sample of that in a few minutes here. Now we're going to go to our neck and our head. Here we go, taking entities out of you there. And we can have thousands of these things hanging on to us. They just take our life force, that's all they're there to do, along with the attempt to living their life through us. So what they do is they'll give us negative thought projections, get us uneasy with their life, get us angry. Remember, they need to live in that energy of trauma, too. Remember, these are emotional bodies. You know what emotions are. And normally they like to stir up things with us and around us, causing negative effects to happen so they can live on more energy. And that's how the emotional body experiences life. And now we're going to do another clearing here. We're going to work on all the energy in our body as far as the chakra system. We're going to go to our heart chakra, take out entities out of there. There we go. That's looking good. I want to take a couple of deep breaths here and exhale. Now we'll go to our fifth chakra, take out entities attached to us there if we have any. And you're also having your chakras balanced and put back into proper alignment. Go into the sixth chakra now, same process. Okay, it feels good. Now we're going to go below the heart to the power chakra. That's your solar plex area. Taking away entities there. Okay, and second chakra. That's looking very good. And first chakra. And you may feel your body kind of getting alert here, wakening up. I feel more energy flow here during this process here. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment and also an opening if you wish. So we're going to align them right now. They're perfect right now. That's it. And do an opening. I'll use the word spin to open up the chakras. So I'll go to the heart center first. Heart chakra. We'll go body width for you. Spin, 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 open. Fifth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra, spin, 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 open. Fifth chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of an elevator. 10th floor is where your mental body is. You could call it your ego self, your awakening consciousness, the thoughts that you have, that you think of inside of your head. We're going to drop that energy down, that body, down into your heart center. So it has to surrender to your spirit, and we're dropping it down, and we'll just count from 10 to 1. So 10th floor is, say, your forehead, where your thoughts come from, and we'll drop it into your heart, number 1. So here we go, dropping down, and I'll do it slow the first time. So So 10, dropping down, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it again here. Just feel the energy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty heart-centered right now. And stay in your heart and request your healing and commune with your spirit here. You should feel very heart-centered right now. Just watch the light being on your monitor screen. The 12 source energies are there with you right now. And again, just request healing. Request here, so let's do a chakra clearing here. Then we'll go back into the heart. So I'm sorry, people, but this is very good. He said that maybe some people have their chakras kind of mixed up in different orders. Okay, so we're going to take the energy from our solar plexus that could be heart-centered energy. In fact, we'll go second chakra, and we'll take the second chakra energy and put it back into the heart and bring the second chakra energy, or the heart energy from the second chakra down into the second chakra. So here we go. I'll do this both at one time. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do a power chakra out of the throat. And same process. We're going to reverse these so everything has their own integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it would take a while to do all these up and down. So let's just clear them out now and bring all the energy back from every chakra back to where they should be. So we'll get the light beings to help here, the divine source energies also. So here we come. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let me just check everybody. Do a chakra alignment here. Heart chakra, well, that feels much better. Throat chakra, great. Third eye, good. Power chakra, some stuff there. Take out some entities, and there we go. Okay, second chakra, good. And first chakra. Okay, we'll do a opening now. We'll do some divine spirit infusion here, where we're going to bring in source energy into each chakra to actually activate them. So here we go. Heart chakra. I'll use the word spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. I'll just count to 10, and you'll be in your heart again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go. Stay in your heart again and see see you back in a few minutes. That last healing made you feel better by having the chakras integrated more and having the energies taken out of them. I do this for a whole life clearing also, to put your chakras completely in balance for every, say, day of your life up to this present moment here. So, Sylvia, turn it back over to you. And that's called a complete whole life clearing. And it starts from this moment in time going back to your conception.
Okay, well, that was wonderful clearings. And we did have a request. I think up at the top of the fast chat, there was a request for the Star of Bethlehem energy. So maybe you could explain a little bit about what that is first.
Okay, that's one of the defense fleet ships from the light ship. And we'll bring that in through the light beam here. It's pure love energy, and it showed up here physically as the Star Bethlehem. So here it comes, and I'll count to five as it comes in. One, two, three, four, and five. And a lot of energy. You feel it too, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's starting to fill the whole room here. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. So just ask for healing. Allow this to take place here. in your heart center. We'll be going to the light ship probably in about 5 minutes or so here. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. The Star of Bethlehem is just such an amazing energy. I hope you all had a really good experience with that, coming into your space and blessing your house with that beautiful love energy. So I guess we're going to go to the light ship in just a few minutes. So let's just talk real quickly for anyone who might be new to that, about what it's like to go to the light ship and what they should know before they go. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Oh, you want me to talk or you want to do it, Sylvia?
Well, why don't you just briefly talk about what the light ship is and what they should know about requesting their healings.
Okay, the light only works in the now, and the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process, so it's here now to help people to have their clearings, to get more into their body with their spirit, so you can do the ascension process with your body. If you can't do it, as far as getting into your body, you're concerned about your friends, your spirits, or their spirit's going to leave anyway, but the body won't. So this is the graduation point here. It's been 2,000 years, sometimes actually 4,000 for most people, because the earth spirit had to redo the same stint over again here, because the population wasn't ready for ascension 2,000 years ago, and now the earth spirit is going to do its ascension, and it will no longer be with the earth blueprint any longer. So what happens is, as you go to the light ship, if you want to bring any animals or pets up, you can. And this will only work the people listening right now on the show live. It will not work on the archives, only because of the ET involvement out there and people thinking they can go to the light ship, and they don't want to have anybody get abducted because they think they're going to the light ship and they're not. So basically, this only works on the live shows, and you can, if you're listening, you know, on an archive right now, then, you know, you can be able to feel the energy, but you won't be on the light ship. So you get dematerialized, basically, and rematerialized again. You're taken up out of time. You're still here where you are. Remember, you're turned off and on. L vibrations get turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And when you're turned off is when you go to the light ship. So you don't lose anything here as far as your perception, your consciousness of your 3D reality. But there are people who can actually see into that other, I don't want to use the word dimension, but the other reality of the light ship. And the light ship is multidimensional. It's everywhere, and it travels the whole universe of light to do these healings. So here we go. To to sit back and relax. You want to request your healing, which each room that we go into, and maybe get up maybe every minute or so, just maybe stretch, walk around to see how your body's doing. So do request your healings, and you're selecting doctor teams when you go up there. Each team has three doctors normally, and some people pick as many as maybe a dozen teams. So that's up to you. You're a free choice. So we're ready to go up here, and here we go. We're going up and just going through this beautiful white light tunnel, and now we're on the light ship. Naturally, there's all different types of beings here that the light ship created in the universe of light. So they're doing a body scan on us right now, checking out our DNA to find out what our problems are, what we are dealing with in this lifetime, and what's been in us from the past. And your spirit is fully materialized up there because they recreated over again for your body. So you are 100% in your body on the light ship, even though you may not be 100% down here. And the first room we're going into is a hot tub room. This is pretty standard. This is used for detox. And if you're cool or hot, you can either way maybe request that your temperature of your body change slightly down here. They can do that for you. And that's a lot of people, when it's been very hot during the summer here, over 100 degrees some places, they've asked that, and their body will actually cool down a little bit. So we're in some golden gels right now, and we're in many rooms at one time. I only see one room at once. So this is the golden gel in the hot tubs. Next, we're going into another location. We'll be in these rooms, whatever I talk about throughout the light ship experience. The next room that we're going into is where they have the amethyst crystal geode. This is a lot of people's favorite. And we're levitating in this room. And you may feel energies coming all around you from the different crystals. There's probably billions of crystals in this room here. Each one is a conscious being, and they're providing you with healing. So do request your healing that you'd like to have. Maybe pick one or two things. And if you don't really have anything that you know is wrong, just ask for a tune-up. We're going to go into a room where they have oxygen therapy, and we're going into a large cylinder. It's like full of bubbly water, and it's full of oxygen. There's different types of oxygen. We're going to bring down number 12 down to us right here. So you may want to exhale and then take, you know, a deep breath and exhale and another deep breath, and you may start to feel the oxygen in your room actually change here. And this is your special healing oxygen, and there's quite a few up there. And we'll bring in another one in about a minute here. We're going into another location. This is where they're going to be working with our gums and teeth. So if you have any concerns there inside of your mouth, it could be anything. You could have a sore throat. Anything at all that you may be dealing with inside of your mouth, request healing. You could have a gum infection, maybe a bad tooth or something. We'll see what they can do for you. Next, we're going into a room. And this is another team working with skin-related issues with your face. So they're going to be working with our skin, working with our sinuses, checking out our bone structure. So again, request your healing. Maybe you might have TMJ or something like that, and they might be able to help you with this here. Remember, they see you as perfect in the now. And so you have to ask for your healings, because they don't see anything out of place, because the creation that you are, the physical body, is divinely created, so they don't interfere with that creation unless you want to change into another creation here. And that's how the healings actually work. And now we're going into a room. I see them working with hip joints right now. And they're also working with our ligaments and tendons. And again, request healings. I'm seeing people, somebody has an ankle problem, and also somebody has a problem with one of their feet. Bottom of their feet, so they're working with that right now. And this is happening for all of us. We all have our separate teams that we picked in the light ship here. And we're going to go into some water. This is where the dolphins are. There's many different life forms, but dolphins are a lot of people's favorites down here. So we're going to have the dolphin energy come into us right now. And if you wish, you can put your hand in front of you, or both hands. Move your hands, you know, palm out maybe about 6 to 10 inches in front of you, and you're going to feel that your hand actually stops. It's let your body tell you. Don't have your mind connect, because remember, the mind is not the energy that you want to work with. You want to just use your body energy to detect something. And once you feel your hand stop, then just move your hand up and down and maybe back and forth, a circular motion if you would. And you can feel the texture of the dolphin skin. It's very, very slick, very, very shiny. And we have three dolphins working with us right now. We go into another location, and this is another room where they have oxygen therapy. We're going into this large round sphere. It's like clear glass. It's about 12 foot in diameter, and we're going to be breathing special oxygen under pressure. And we're going to bring in number 27. This is what we're having in this room here. They're putting some gel on our skin, so if you feel like you have something attached to you on your skin, that's what it is. The gel right now is in three layers. The first layer touching your skin is yellow. It's about a quarter of an inch thick. The next one is pink, and that's about a half inch thick. And the final one is like a gray-colored gel, and this is like a fourth of an inch thick. So we're in this room now. I'm going to bring in oxygen number 27 for us to breathe. Again, exhale and inhale a few times, and here comes number 27. And I'll just put some music on here so you can actually experience the dolphins. We're in all these rooms now at one time. So again, just request healing, and I'll see you back in about a minute or so. Either think of it inside of your head if you wish, in your heart center, or just talk out loud. Either one works fine. On the light ship, you're also communicating with the light beams, so they know what your requests are, but it's always nice to also do it down here, too. Have a lot of peace energy right now. So I'll just kick back and relax here, and we'll have the females come to us. Normally it's male doctors, and the females will give us a nice back massage here. They work with our toes, kind of wiggle them a little bit if you wish, and your fingers. They'll be working with them. Remember, you're out of time, so their time is probably a lot longer than ours here, even though we're in this session for probably about 10 to 15 minutes. It could be much, much longer on the light ship. We're in their time sequence. Beautiful whales here. And there's three whales. These are the white whales. Oh, over in this room, and I'll bring in the whale energy down here. And it's coming in through the light beam. And again, maybe in about 10 seconds, put your hand out in front of you and just see if you can connect with that skin energy here. It's very strong on my my side here where I am, so it's very, very nice. A lot of compassion energy from the whales. Just allow the energy just to kind of rub off on you here. Waterfall room where they have the golden water. And right now that's cleansing us, so you may feel your body energy change around you as these beautiful like raindrops fall around us in the waterfall. It doesn't touch your skin, doesn't hurt you, but it cleanses you very nicely. And it will say next Saturday is our 4-hour special call. It's ascension preparation and healing, so interested in that, the cost is $60. Starts at 1 o'clock PST. Just connect with me and I can give you the information on it. And we also do water charging with 7 containers of water for you. And it's divinely blessed and they work in sequential order. And the call we do once a month. And we'll go into one other room here. We're going to go into the room where they can release pain out of our body. So this is the pain release room. Again, request your healing if you have any pain. If not, just, you know, ask for a tune-up. And we're going to bring in one more oxygen. We're bringing oxygen number 18. And here it comes. So take a deep breath or two, and number 18 will be in your room here. Back now from the light ship, going down a beautiful white light tunnel. And if you brought any animals or pets with, they're with you right now also. And if you like this experience, we do this for 1 hour of time. We do this on Mondays and Friday, and the cost for that is $20. So it's very nice to have a 1 hour healing. And again, this starts at 5:30 PST. So Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful experience on the light ship with these divine energies and these beautiful light being doctors that helped us out tonight. And we're looking forward to being with you again on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. So until then, stay heart-centered and have a wonderful weekend and much love to all of you. Good night.
Okay, we'll bring in some nice peace energy here through the light beam. And it'll be there for the next half an hour or so. Here, it's energized. Just sit back and relax and enjoy your healing. So blessings to all of you. And good night. We'll see you possibly on next Monday.